This is a short reading, but a lot happens. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, when God created the universe, the earth was formless and desolate. The raging ocean that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness, and the power of God was moving over the water. Then God commanded, "Let there be light," and light appeared. God was pleased with what he saw. Then he separated the light from the darkness, and he named the light day and the darkness night. Evening passed and morning came. That was the first day.
Thank you. The first words in the Bible are "in the beginning." Genesis is about how it all began, and it shows that it began with God the Creator. The stories we find in the Bible, the account of the whole world, began with God. It's the creation of the world that we enjoy, the creation of human relationships. Nobody was there at the time. We don't know quite how it began, but for the writers of the Old Testament, it was important to show that God was there right from the beginning, that everything that was formed, everything that is, began with God. They were concerned to show that this God whom they worshipped had been with his people from the very beginning of time. It's an amazing account that everything came into being because of God. Often we think of creation in the past tense. God created the world X number of years ago. I don't know, we'll have scientists here who can probably tell me exactly how long ago it was. But we forget that God is still at work in his creation now. God didn't make the world and then forget about it. He never ceased to be at work in the life of this world, in the lives of his people. The God who began the world at the very beginning was involved in it down the ages. That's what history is, his story, God's story. God has always been involved in his creation. And God is still at work in our lives. He made us and has been involved in our story right from the beginning. He has a plan for each one of us, and he is with us through all of our lives. God knows where we've been. God knows our story. God knows what's ahead for us as his people, as his church. His story becomes our story as we continue to worship him and walk with him. Perhaps today we can think back to the beginning of our stories. We like to look back, don't we, and say, "I remember when." And we look back and remember all that God has done for us. We think of times when we have been particularly close to God. Maybe we remember when we first came to know God for ourselves, or special times along the way. Times which give us strength in our walk with God today. So as we enjoy this beautiful day and look round at creation, at things that we enjoy, as we remember great things that God has done, may we worship him again as the creator and author of our lives and give ourselves to him in the here and now. So we mentioned how God began the story of everything. But we jump forward a few thousand years, because, as we said, God didn't just start everything off and let it go. God continued to be part of that story. And so we move to the New Testament, where God intervened into the life and history of his people. As we come to the stories about and stories of Jesus, God the Creator, and then the second part of the Trinity, God the Son, Jesus the Saviour. Jesus liked stories too. Some of the stories about Jesus are well known, others perhaps less well known. But as we think about Jesus and why he came and all he stood for, we're going to have one story about Jesus brought to life for us now. Thank you very much to the members of the men's group who have volunteered to do this. Would you please welcome the tree surgeons?
Can you believe it? I don't believe it. How can it have happened? We spend all our time caring for trees, and look, van laws again, destroying our trees. I found it like that at the Jerusalem Gate. Just look at that tree.
It's on the table.
You what?
Tea. That's what you wanted, isn't it?
Oh, it sounds like home, Matt. Tree! You're not listening, are you? Tree surgery. It's more than a job, it's a vocation. A calling. A lifetime. And you don't care.
Nathan, you only work for the Jerusalem Council.
Don't listen then. Never mind that I'm the expert, the master in charge, the one with the degree in tree studies. I don't care.
Gosh, that's bad.
What? My qualifications are...
No, this story.
I don't want to know.
No, you probably don't. It's about someone who climbed up a tree.
It was... What's that? Tell me about it.
A guy named Zacchaeus climbed up a tree outside Jerusalem Gate.
Oh, it was him. Vandal. Tree mugger. Let me see that. Ah, it was him. Climbing the trees. We spent all our time. And we care for the trees. And look what he goes and does.
Can I have my paper back now?
Yes. What's it all about then?
It says Zacchaeus climbed a tree because he wanted to get a better view of Jesus of Nazareth.
Who?
Jesus. The preacher I wanted to go and see, but you said we were too busy.
Well, we were.
There were crowds of people, so he sat in a tree so he could see.
Poor tree.
Anyway, Jesus saw him and asked him to come to his house to eat.
What? Jesus ate with the tree mugger?
It says so. I don't think much of him either. My mum was a day late paying her taxes, and he charged her 25% extra.
Ah, a cheat and the tree mugger. That figures.
But it says here that since Jesus came, he's changed.
Someone like that?
Never. It says he's become a good person.
If he's changed to a good person, my mum's an Egyptian.
believe I knocked down one little bit of your tree the other day. Or yesterday, I think it was. Wasn't that right? Mm-hmm. Here, this should cover it.
Right, we're all on it, Benno.
And is David, son of Zachish, here?
That's me.
Oh, I sort of charged your mother too much on her tax. It would be so kind if you'd give this to her.
I'm sure it wasn't that much.
Well, let's say it's for inconvenience. I'd better go now. I've got a lot of paying back to do.
David, did I ever tell you about the Egyptian side of our family?
Thank you so much. Jesus liked stories. He often used stories in his ministry, telling parables, stories with meaning. People would ask Jesus questions, and instead of giving them a theological debate or a very deep sermon, he would answer them with a story. He didn't say, sit down, notepads at the ready, but instead he told them things in a way they would understand. How often do we read in the Gospels, the kingdom of heaven is like, and Jesus would tell a story, using things that people were familiar with to teach them things about God and heaven. Through stories, Jesus opened his word to all. Everyone could understand it, and he showed that the kingdom of heaven was for everybody. And through the Bible, we have stories about Jesus, of how he taught and healed, how he helped those in need. Accounts of his wonders and miracles, stories of how he called people to follow him and completely changed their lives. Stories that of people who were completely changed when their story met his story. And Zacchaeus was one example. A tax collector, a cheat who charged people too much on their taxes in order to make money for himself. Someone who had a bad reputation as dishonest and greedy. But it didn't put Jesus off. Jesus knew who Zacchaeus was. He knew what he was like. But he didn't walk past. He stopped to help him. He asked to go to his house for supper. Yes, Jesus actually ate with cheats and tree muggers. But that's who Jesus was. He came to those that nobody else wanted anything to do with. Those who were outcast by society. Those whose lives were a mess. And he ate with them, and talked with them, and sat down with them, and loved them into the kingdom. The Gospels are full of accounts of Jesus eating with outcasts, sharing fellowship with those that wouldn't be considered respectable in society. Jesus came to demonstrate the kingdom of God, justice for everybody, forgiveness and mercy for all people. He came to show forgiveness and acceptance and give a chance to change and have new life. All those characters that we read of in the Gospel pages have their stories about how they met Jesus, stories about how their lives were changed, stories which they must have passed on to their children and grandchildren and families. All those characters changed when Jesus came into their story. Zacchaeus realized he'd done wrong and mended his ways, paying people back not just what he cheated them out of, but four times as much. What was important to Jesus was people's hearts. We too have our stories of when we met Jesus. The tree surgeons in that sketch were quite surprised at what had happened to Zacchaeus. They didn't think he could change, but there he was, a different person, because he had met with Jesus. Jesus coming to show what God was like, God in person, God in the world that he had created. Jesus who showed the way to God, who showed not only what God was like, but how people could get to know him and come to God for themselves. Jesus who shows us what God is like and invites us to come into his presence and to know God for himself. Jesus who calls us to follow him. Jesus who calls us to walk with him and be bringers of his kingdom and part of his story. We do things as we do because he is with us and show him in our lives, in the way that we are, in what we do and how we live. May we show the story of Jesus in our lives. And so the Christian story moves on as we think of God, the Holy Spirit. For Jesus came and showed God's love. He lived and taught, he died and rose again. And then he left the earth, but he didn't leave the people alone. He promised he would send his Spirit to be with them, so that he could be with all people for all time, so that the power of God could be throughout the whole world. And the story which began at creation flooded out throughout the whole world. Last Sunday was Pentecost, when we as a church thought about God sending his Spirit and how the Spirit came on the disciples in tongues of fire and rushing wind and a feeling of warmth inside. And how that story of Pentecost, which began in an upper room, spilled out into the streets as the disciples went out and told the story, and how people heard it in their own language and saw it with their own eyes and came to know something of Jesus. And how that story went out, and the disciples were, as Jesus had instructed, witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea, right to the ends of the earth. But the story did not end there. We can read on through Acts to see how that story did continue, and how the gospel message spread to the ends of the earth. But the story does not close at the end of the Bible. It goes on. We are part of that story. We all have our own personal story about how Jesus found us. But again, that isn't just a one-off event, for Jesus continues to walk with us. His story is our story. And if we were to write down everything that God had done in our lives and the way that we had seen God at work, the Bible would be an awful lot bigger. The story is continuing. Sometimes we recognize it, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's only when we look back and think, that's why that happened, or I didn't see it at the time, but God was guiding, God was directing. And sometimes we're not even aware of it, but God is still working in and through his people.